We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA. Bobby Portis declined his player option Saturday, making him a free agent. Portis found a role in Milwaukee where he could succeed, and he became one of the most effective six men in the NBA. Center Christian Thompson was traded from the Hawks to the Kings in an expanded three-team trade that also sent DeLon Wright to the Hawks. Thompson was originally thought to be going to Atlanta, but he's been rerouted to Sacramento. The Kings will be in danger of losing Rashawn Holmes in free agency and drafted Davion Mitchell on Thursday, so the organization is balancing out its depth. In MLB news, Chris Bryant is expected to make his MLB debut with the Giants on Sunday. Bryant was with the Cubs at Nationals Park on Friday before he was traded to the Giants, and manager Gabe Kapler doesn't expect the 29-year-old to arrive in San Francisco prior to Saturday's matchup against Houston. Pitcher Tyler Glasnow will likely require Tommy John surgery next week. Glasnow suffered a partial UCL tear in mid-June, but he threw off a mound Friday and was optimistic that he could return sometime in 2021. While Jeff Passan reports that there's a small chance doctors will find a way towards rehab rather than surgery, the right-hander would miss most or all of the 2022 campaign if he ultimately undergoes the procedure. In NFL news, quarterback Brett Hundley signed a contract with the Indianapolis Colts on Saturday. Hundley will be in contention for the starting job in Indianapolis if Carson Wentz's foot injury lingers into the season. Even if Wentz gets back to full health, Hundley has a good chance of sticking around as the backup over 2020 fourth-round pick Jacob Eason and 2021 sixth-round pick Sam Ehtlinger. In MLB strikeout props today, look at Cole Irving under 4.5 strikeouts against the Angels as we're projecting just 3.4. Also look to Alex Wood under 5.5 strikeouts against the Astros and Nathan Eovaldi under 6.5 strikeouts against the Tampa Bay Rays. Hot batter matchups today include a pair of Boston Red Sox going up against Ryan Yarbrough. Christian Vasquez and JD Martinez have a combined 5 home runs against Yarbrough in their careers, with Vasquez batting .381 and Martinez batting .579. In MLB best bets, we're looking to the A's-Angels matchup with Cole Irvin facing Jamie Barrera. Irving has only a strikeout rate of 17.2%, but he has the ability to place the ball where he wants in and around the strike zone. The result has been a 4.3% walk rate and a 0.8 home runs per 9 innings. However, this bet is more about the opposite side of the matchup. Even with the limited sample, Barrera has been an absolute disaster on the mound. With the recently bolstered Athletics lineup, the offense is in a strong position to score plenty of runs. Bet the A's over 5.5 runs and the Athletics to win. Later in the day, also look to the Phillies in the first 5 innings versus the Pirates, with Aaron Nola facing off against JT Brubaker. Brubaker has been a disaster in July, posting an 8.20 ERA while also allowing 3.9 home runs per 9 innings in 4 starts. Meanwhile, the Phillies will be tossing out their ace, even if he hasn't necessarily consistently performed that way this season. He'll face a watered-down Pirates lineup that wasn't very scary to begin with. Since dealing Adam Frazier on Sunday, the Pirates have scored a combined 10 runs in 4 games, 7 of which came on Friday's matchup. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.